Next birth also will be in a peaceful place, enjoyable place, and full of happiness. If that incident, which is taken up the mind at death, is something unpleasant, or say for instance, if it makes the person unhappy or angry, you will see the reactions of that person at that moment. Sometimes become violent, and sometimes become restless, and sometimes show some unhappy sign, and sometimes behave with fear, and some would have violent death because of the fact that the incident remembered by the person at that time was unpleasant things done by that person during the lifetime. If the death occurred on that thought, the birth will take in an unhappy state where the person will suffer pain and misery. So therefore, it is very important for us to do good things, to avoid bad things, because there is a rebirth, and that happens according to the deeds or lifestyle that we have here, and therefore we must do good things, avoid bad things. The quotation I had taken from the text, I explained to you, avoid doing bad things, do good things. And these two aspects now we have examined in short. We have seen unwholesome actions, and also we have seen wholesome actions, dana, sila, bhavana. Practicing generosity, practicing morality, and practicing meditation. I would like to say a few words about meditation, because it is very important and also widely practiced now throughout the world. Here, in the Buddha's advice, it says, purify the mind. That is the word. Purify the mind. That is the word used by the Buddha in this advice. Here it doesn't say meditation, but it says purify your mind. And purifying the mind is meditation. I know most of you who are here are practicing meditators, especially under the corporate body of the Buddha Education Foundation and under the Venerable Chandima. I know that many of you are practicing meditation here. This word meditation in English gives us very superficial meaning of the word bhavana. Bhavana means development, cultivation. Cultivation or development of what? The development of mind, of development of body. In other words, the development qualities of the mind and quality of the body. That is bhavana. We have qualities in our mind, both good and bad. Good qualities are loving kindness, compassion, sympathy, charity, benevolence, and such good things. We have to develop these qualities. When we develop good qualities, bad qualities are subdued, or sometimes sublimated, and sometimes completely eradicated. What are the bad qualities? Such as anger, hatred, arrogance, pride, and these are the bad qualities of the mind. When we develop loving kindness, anger is reduced. When we develop compassion, cruelty is reduced. When we develop sympathetic joy, jealousy is reduced. And you can see, when one thing is developed, the other thing is reduced. Once at a time, there cannot exist two thoughts in one's mind. In other words, no one can have anger and love together at once, at the same time. When the loving kindness is there, we have to develop that in our mind. When we continue, if we continue it as long as we can, so long anger is not there. When we develop our compassionate feeling, as long as we develop that, the cruelty is not there. And in this way, that development of good qualities is considered as bhavana. That development has to be done throughout the day, all the time. Development here means to maintain that feeling throughout the day, or as long as one can maintain it. If one can maintain loving thought, compassionate thought, sympathetic thought all the time, or as much of the day, there's no occasion for that person to do anything harmful to the others. And some people think, when they use the word meditation, meditation is nothing but sitting somewhere in a corner, legs crossed, and keep eyes closed and waiting for something to dawn upon them. Sitting motionlessly is also a part of meditation. We practice that. We all do that. But we have to do it with understanding that bhavana has to be continued, not only while sitting, but also while walking, while working, while talking, while cooking, while washing, and while doing everything. In other words, for example, to practice loving feeling in our thought, or metta, or maitri, loving kindness and compassion, should be in our minds not only while sitting, but also while walking, working, and doing everything. If one is able to maintain one's mind in this way, that person becomes a blessing to the society. That person becomes a blessing to the family. And that person becomes a blessing to human beings as well as to non-human beings, to all. When we talk about bhavana in detail, we have two forms of meditation, or two forms of bhavana, samatha meditation and vipassana meditation. Samatha meditation means, the function of samatha meditation is to calm down our emotions. Vipassana meditation is insight meditation which gives us understanding about the nature of ourselves and about the world. You will learn these meditations from Venerable Chandimahya. In this way, the Buddhist way of life is a life to live all the time, all places, not in one place, not at a time a day. It is for all the time. Summarize what the Buddha said, not to do evil, to do good and purify the mind. And these are the things that we, three things that we try to examine in this short period of time. Not to do evil, to do good and purify the mind. Evil things I have explained as killing, stealing, committing adultery, telling lies and taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. To do good things I explain practicing generosity or giving material things and giving life, that means giving fearlessness to others and also giving dhamma, and this is the good thing. And to purify the mind, we said it is bhavana, or what, meditation. All these three things are to be done daily, all the time. In this way, if one lives according to these things, that one's life becomes peaceful to individual as well as to the society. So, I'm not going to continue any longer. I have explained, or I have given enough material for you to think of as Buddhist practices for daily life, and I would be quite happy to answer the questions if you have any. So before I conclude, I would like to express my grateful thanks to Venerable Chandima Nayaka Thera and also to the corporate body of the Buddha Education Foundation and all those who are responsible for organizing this meeting tonight. May you all be well, happy and peaceful. May no harm come to you. May no difficulties come to you. May no problems come to you. May you always meet with success, peace, happiness and prosperity. And good luck. May you have understanding the life and its vicissitudes. May you have determination and courage to meet with and overcome the inevitable difficulties, problems and failures in life. As we Buddhists aspire, may we all attain the everlasting happiness, what we say the Buddhahood or Nibbana. Thank you.
ഞാനും അറാറ് കാട്ടാരി കഥാകരണ കൊട്ട് അത് ഞാനിയാട്ട് ഹിറ്റി അപ്രസന്ന ഭാഗം അത്തി വന്ന കഥാകരണ ഏകാ ആയിത്തീനായിക്കാറേ മുസാവാദം വന്നിട്ട് എത്ര കൊഹമത് ഏകാപ്പി വിനസ്കല്ല മേ ഹനകാരണം അപ്രസാദയ അത്തി വന്ന്
If you yourself realize that you are speaking with unpleasant tone, that itself gives you the understanding that it is unpleasant and it is unskillful. If you are speaking to someone with unpleasant feeling, you can't do it with loving kindness. That means you yourself feel that you are irritated. That means irritation means anger. And without anger, without irritation, you can't speak to another person to get irritated. And so, therefore, that understanding itself makes you feel that you are doing something bad. On such situation, better pause a little while and consider, am I right to say this? And try to create loving feeling in your mind, in your heart. Anytime, if you are going to speak with anger or resentment, you can't speak pleasant words. You can't speak kind words. Right. The question is this. Someone is telling the truth. But the listener gets irritated. Having heard the truth, the person gets agitated, irritated. The fact can be correct. But still we have to use our conscience whether it is right place to say. If it brings unpleasantness or unhappiness to the listener, don't say so. Don't say it. Say in other words, when you are walking along the road, you may find someone who is ugly. It is a true fact. Can you say to that person, can you go to that person to say, oh, you are ugly? Although it is the truth, keep it to yourself. There are many truthful things, but still we have to keep silent if it is unwelcomed by the other. If it is hurting others, don't speak that. In this respect, the Buddha was the best example to us. Buddha said to us, the fact may be true. If it is unwelcomed or displeasing others or creating disharmony among the individuals, do not speak. And there may be some facts which are untrue but pleasing others. Don't say that, because it is untrue. And in this way, it goes a little further. If it is true, welcomed by the others, pleasing others, tell it. If there is nothing to be said in that nature, keep noble silence. In the teachings of the Buddha, it says this in this way. Say something useful, beneficial, or pleasing, and also true. If you don't have anything of that nature, keep noble silence. The Buddha says, Aryova Tunhi Bhavo. Aryova Tunhi Bhavo. That means the noble silence. In explaining the word, or unskillful words, or unpleasant, the unwholesome words, it has been divided into four: lying, slander, backbiting, gossip. And there are some people or not some people, many people, they can't stop talking. They talk all the time, all the time. They don't know how to stop talking. They talk to others and they talk to themselves. And when you keep talking, talking and talking and talking, that's what you say is the gossip. All the gossip are included slander, backbiting and lying, harsh words.